And if you're a Sydney Swans fan, you've got to head west, way west, to the brand new Optus Stadium on Sunday to tackle the West Coast Eagles. That's where John Longmire will be with his boys as they prepare for round one. Good morning, John.
Morning, gents.
Great to have you on board. Are you ready? Is everything under control there at Sydney?
I certainly hope so. it's been a long summer and wasted our time, if not. So, we're really looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity to play at the new stadium for the first time as an AFL team. And it's going to be absolutely packed and I'm sure roaring with plenty of Eagles fans. So it's a great opportunity for us.
You've had a great rivalry with the West Coast for many years now, and it was often at Subiaco, of course. But there is a new stadium in town, as you said, at Optus Stadium. Have you had much to do with it? Have you looked at it? Do you think it'll be advantageous to the Swans?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, we're going over. We'll have a look at it on Saturday and have a look around and get a bit of a feel for it. It's not very often, obviously, these days that the whole team gets to play in a brand new stadium. So it's exciting. It's something, but at the end of the day, it's got goalposts at the end of it, and you've got to play good, strong brand of footy no matter where you play to win. So that's what we're going to try and do.
John, do you think that West Coast will come up with a completely different game plan because they don't have those narrow confines that they used to have at Subiaco? Have you sort of seen anything from the pre-season to suggest they might play differently?
Oh, it's really probably a little bit hard to get a gauge now with there's only the two games in the pre-season. Obviously, they played well against Port Adelaide the first one, and then they played Freo. So it's hard to get a bit of a gauge. Usually it takes a few weeks if you see some dramatic changes. Mm. But I don't know. I think it's not until you're really in the inner sanctum to be able to pick that. There's little changes can be sometimes down to personnel changes, and we know they've had some personnel changes as well. So that tends to make some changes in the way you look and feel as a football team.
John, I've really admired how the Swans every year seem to pluck some kid from out of nowhere, 100th pick in the rookie draft from Bell Park, and you turn him into a rock-solid defender at AFL level. Who's this year's gem that you've found?
We've been playing in the preseason, Robbie Fox down back. So he's a young bloke, or he's probably a bit older as a younger player, if that makes sense. He's an inexperienced player, and he's come in and played down back for us over the pre-season, done a pretty good job. So we're looking forward to seeing him develop a bit further. He played over in Perth last year, but probably up forward. He only played one or a couple of games last year, but we'd like to think that he can continue his development and probably play down back this year.
And on the other end, do we take a bit down here in Victoria for granted the consistency, or the high-level consistency of Hannanbury, Kennedy, Parker and McVeigh?
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't take it for granted. It's sort of hard to get a gauge on what other people think outside the footy club, but inside the footy club, we're incredibly respectful of what those senior players are able to do week in, week out, year in, year out. And as you guys know, it's hard to do. It's hard to be that consistent for that long. And we absolutely admire their preparation, the standards they set for our younger players, and trying to keep that bar really high year after year.
And that was one of the things you were able to get back last year. It was an amazing year last year, John, with the way things unfolded for the Swans. Injuries early, losses early, and then this amazing run towards the finals. What did you take out of last year?
Well, there's probably a couple of areas. There's the controllables and uncontrollables. So it's sort of the uncontrollables was Dane Rampey tripping over and breaking his arm, which was terrific news. And Isaac Kenny getting glandular fever. Things like that you can't control at all. You're going to get runs of those sorts of things happening at your footy club at any point in time, and you've got to be aware of that. But then the controllables, the areas that we could control, the footy side of it, we just didn't get over the line a couple of those games early on. We played some okay footy, but we just didn't get over the line. Sometimes you just got to find a way and get over the line and get yourself a win on the board. And we weren't able to do that until, too far into the season. But once we got going, we really got going, and we think we can play some good footy when we get playing that sort of style.
Was it as proud as you've been of the group? Obviously, you're a premiership coach, but was it as proud as you've been of the group? Because it's an amazing effort to do what they did last year.
Yeah, it certainly had. It was an unbelievable rollercoaster feeling as a coach. It normally is anyway. You really strap yourself in as a senior AFL coach at this time of the year and get ready for an interesting ride. But last year was incredible, and some of the games to be able to come back from. I don't think anyone's done it from 0-4, 0-5, and to get back and play finals 0-6 was, it just shows you the type of resilience in our group our senior players, our younger players that we've got coming through are really exciting, and I was really pleased that they were able to do that. Ultimately, they were a bit short, and another game to finish top four would have been really handy.
Further to that, John, with in review of the season, as a coach, to move on to next year, do you review or take the learnings out of the first five rounds and even the final series compared to that great winning streak?
Absolutely. We do that every year and sit down and analyse it. You analyse it as you go, and then after the season's finished, you always sit back and reflect and look at what you did well and what you could have improved on and your strengths and weaknesses and try and take the end of the next season. And we certainly did that. We'll continue to try and blood young players into our team and mix that with our senior group and try and get those learnings into our new players as we go along.
You've had a challenging time with the ruck situation with Kurt retiring and then the Naismith injury. What are you going to do?
Well, we've got Sinclair that we expect to come back into the team this week and play. He rolled his ankle a couple of weeks ago. We probably played six or seven games last year with only the one ruckman. So we've done it before. We did it last year. We were probably thinking about going on those lines a bit more anyway. And we'll just have to come up with different ways. And we'll be able to work that through. There's no doubt that Naismith getting injured was a challenge for him and us, but it's one we're presented with and one we'll work through.
It's a complex one with Tippett because he played so many different roles for you, and I would argue he was underrated because he was so versatile, because it could potentially change your forward line as well as your ruck situation. Will Buddy potentially play a different role, or will he play the way he's always played?
No, he'll play the way he always plays. I mean, I think people sort of get caught up in with the role that he can sometimes play with his close or up the ground. The reality is it's both. It doesn't matter who's in the team. He goes up and down the ground. He works up. He's really effective up the ground because he's such a beautiful kick inside 50.
Yep.
So when he's up the ground, he's actually really dangerous. He's able to distribute the ball inside 50. But then if you drop off him too far, obviously he can kick it so far and have a shot at goal. So it's, he plays those roles regardless of who's in the team. And, what we like about Lance is not only is he a great player, but he really thrives off the younger kids' performances as well. He loves playing with those young kids that play well.
So just to clear things up, because there had been commentary that maybe Tippett could potentially come out of retirement and play the second half of the year because of what had happened to Naismith. Is that off the table? Is that on the table?
We haven't. We've just been ploughing along without Kurt Tippett because he's retired.
And that sounds simple, really, doesn't it?
He's retired, and he's retired because of those challenges that he had. The rehab coming back from another injury was deemed to be too great of a step for him. So, in the end, we move on and we make sure that the players we have got on our list now really contribute. Whether it's Dean Towers as a second ruck or Aaliyah can be used as a second ruck as well. Sam Reed, those guys can be used in conjunction with Darcy Cameron and Sinclair.
Well, Jimmy, before John was talking about the high level of consistency from some of your stars, it's, I think, due in part to the fact that there's been such a consistent style that you've implemented up there at Sydney. Will we see many changes this year in the way you play your game?
We always tinker with it. I mean, we tinker with it from year to year and week to week. You just tinker with little bits and pieces to the game plan. Well, we fundamentally have a foundation of a strong two-way style of football. We like to defend as a team and attack as a team, which everyone do, but we're really consistent on that and driving that standard. And then around that, you do it with different methods and you tweak it slightly, and not only with different methods according to your game plan, but according to your personnel. That changes the way you play pretty dramatically, the strengths and weaknesses of various personnel on your team. So we'll continue to change and evolve. From round seven onwards last year, we were I think it was number one in attack and in defence, I think, in that period of time. So we think that fundamentally the mechanics are there for a strong game style, but we need to probably execute it a bit earlier, obviously, than what we did last year.
And you mentioned tweaking. Dan Hennebury and Jared McVeigh have tweaked their calves of recent times. So will they be right for this clash against the Eagles on Sunday?
They've been training, and training really well. So that's a good sign. We've got a training session today and a training session Thursday to sit back and make those decisions. They're putting their cases forward in the training sense, which is all you can ask. So we'll make that call on Thursday.
Well, I'm sure Swans fans are very keen to see them suit up, as you will be on Sunday against the West Coast Eagles to kick off 2018. Horse, it's nice to chat as always. Good luck. We expect big things. I'm sure you do in 2018 for your boys.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. John Longmire, the coach of the Sydney Swans. Victoria memberships for Swans fans are available right now, have been for a little while, for just $83 for adults. So make sure you jump on board for the 2018 season at membership.sydneyswans.com.au.